This just popped into my brain. I was thinking, okay, so we've heard all the time that the military has equipment, technology that is 30 years ahead of what the rest of us have. You know, in other words, we're all like 30 years behind. And especially seeing how the rate at which technology gets, you know, more and more complex and more involved, as we've seen through the years, just like the Fibonacci sequence. I mean, the strides that they make with technology within a year, in one, you know, let's say starting today, within a year, those strides in technology, I would love to know how many, let's see, if we're to sort of like mathematically pinpoint how many years of knowledge and information within that year, within our year, how many years of knowledge that would actually equate to in terms of value for years in the past. So in other words, let's say it took X amount of years for someone to finally come up with the idea to invent the light bulb, and it took them this amount of years to do it, or telephone, or Wi-Fi, or, you know, all of these things that we hear about that were actually out there back in the day. Stuff that we're just now realizing, oh my gosh, the Egyptians had batteries, oh, the Egyptians had this, they had that, oh, these people knew how to smelt iron, you know, thousands of years before we actually thought they were. So there are all these just very interesting anomalies out there. So I was thinking, okay, so within 1 year, how many years would that actually equate in terms of all the knowledge that we got? A child right now being handed the knowledge that's already been done out there. So for instance, one camera, the Blackmagic, I just read about this pocket camera. It's like $1,200. Pocket camera. It does the work of what one of those crazy Alexa God, what do they call them? There's a certain camera that they used for Black Pumpkin. Anyway, so this Blackmagic pocket cam, holy moly, this thing is so, it is so high tech. And I think, okay, you give some kid being born from the womb that, how many years did it take for that invention to come about? Because you add within that all the other inventions that are within that. All those, each of those other inventions that are then collaborating with each of the other inventions, which they themselves now, all of those now become one, just one thing in itself. So how many of those one things made of multiple things that it took through the years to create? Oh God, it just boggles my mind. So you give a kid starting out with that. Oh my gosh. Now we've given them golden nuggets. We've given them all the shortcuts. Making their own movie. Go back to Charlie Chaplin. What was he doing? How many years did it take to make a movie? How much money did it take to buy the film? How much money did it take to develop that film? To figure out how to develop that film? To figure out how to capture that image? Oh my God! To go from there to here? Yikes! Holy moly, this is crazy. So all of the, you know, it's so funny because like throughout time, we've always been mystified by, wow, here we are today. This is what we're living in. Well, guess what? Back in the 60s, whoa, their minds would be exploded right now. So think about, if that's what's going on, so right now we think we got all the answers. Oh no, this would never happen. Oh, that would never happen. This would never happen. Planes would never fly. People would never communicate without the aid of wires. So on and so forth. We'll never get that deep in the ocean. So many of these things we've been disproven by, right? Constantly. So, yeah, so the technology given to a newborn child right now is beyond the comprehension and definitely within the scope of naysayers and killjoys. Way back when, for those people to be completely just like, oh, that would never exist. Never exist. Never exist. That would never happen. No way. No way. No way. No way. What do you mean? Wait. You mean that there's going to be a thing out there that's going to be just like a library, but I'm going to go into a thing and I'm going to type into it. It's going to be like a typewriter. I type into it. I have a question. Type into it and it's going to give me the answer? No way. That would never happen. I need... Where am I going to put all the Dewey Decimal Systems? Where am I going to put all the card catalogs? Where am I going to... How am I going to do this? I can't pay a library to take care of all that. I just don't have that kind of money. I can't pay for a librarian's salary these days. Well, guess what? It's all going to be right here in a typewriter kind of thing. You're going to type it in. You're going to get all the answers. All the answers to your questions and more. So, having said all that, so way back, you know, who knows when, it was first quoted saying that the military is 30 years ahead of us with technology. So right now, the technology we're being mystified, they already knew about 30 years ago. So time keeps on slipping into the future. That's what they were talking about. That's what they are talking about. Time keeps on slipping into the future. I mean, anything I'm imagining right now, I can definitely say it's already being currently invented. It's happening. They're using it. They. You know, a while ago, I invented this song. Let's see, this just popped into my brain. I just realized this. And then I want to get back to this technology aspect. This was, this one. Thank God I remember this one. Okay, so it was, The infamous they. We do exactly what they say. The infamous they. Give us the music to give us the information every day. The infamous they. Teach us exactly what to say. The infamous they. Give you reasons to stay inside and play. The infamous they. The infamous they. Know how we'll react in every way. The infamous they. Give us illusions of choice today. Give us illusions of choices to take. Give us illusions of choices to take. Oh yeah, the infamous they. Give us illusions of choices to take. The infamous they. Are both, let's see, the infamous they. The infamous they. Teaches you what to do and say. Oh, teaches you how to act and play. That's good.
teaches you exactly what to say.
You know, I recently read about the Wills. Journal of the Wills by George Lucas, and how the Wills are the ones who feed upon the Force. So they're microbiotic. They're the ones making the decisions of the entire universe that Star Wars is resting within, which is just phenomenal. The Wills, and they're writing these journals about the long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. That's from the journals of the Wills. So the infamous they. You know, heck, on the outset, this thing could seem like a, you know, the government. Well, this could be the they, the invisible they that's watching us, you know?
The infamous they. Keep our minds trained every day. The infamous they. Teaches us exactly what to say.
It's a funny thing. You choose a side, and there's always good reasons for it. On the side that you don't choose, you come up with all the reasons why you didn't choose that. The people on the other side come up with all the good reasons why they chose it, and they point to your side and come up with all the reasons why they don't want to be doing what you're doing. I mean, you know, either way you win.
The infamous they. Teaches us exactly what to say.
I mean, I write a play. I come up with the costume design. I come up with the setting. I come up with the words. I come up with all of it. And I set the characters free to roam around in that world. What are they going to do? It's a reality show in a whole new light. That's all plays are, movies are. It's a reality show given a different disguise.
The infamous they.
See, the thing is, we are those things. We are the they. I mean, there's the grand intelligence, and there's everything within that grand intelligence that has figured something out. The things within that grand intelligence that have made sense of the world, or whatever they want to call it. What do other cultures call it? And by cultures, I mean other intergalactic and microbiotic and multidimensional beings. What do they call? Do they say, oh, I'm from this world, I'm from this universe, I'm from this... What are their names for it? Like a lot of these past life regressions, the being will speak about Earth, Jupiter, all these things. Well, those are the human words for it. So they're speaking to us through the words that we use for that thing. That would be an interesting thing to know from their side. What do you call it? What word do you have for what we call Jupiter? What word do you have for that? And then do the microbiotic beings, do they go, oh, I live in this universe? Do they have a hierarchy? How do they work? Collaboration? The birds swooping together, which has always fascinated me. That's a beautiful example, not to mention all of the great Second City improv teams out there in the world. Watching birds flowing together, that's a perfect example of yes and.
Spirit Mindset Ensemble Extravaganza. We're all gonna go this way. Let's do it. Someone's got an impulse to move. Let's move. Give and take. There's that understanding of give and take. Sharing it. Sharing the stage. Share the stage. That's why I like Lost so much. Lost, you went from the others to the them to the, you know, everybody got a chance to be the other one. Both sides. It was incredible. Sounds very triumphant, right? A thunder. Bam! Reminds me of the, like that Paul Simon, that part of the I did I, you know, that I did I, you know. Just follow your heart. Basically, that's what it's all coming down to. Just follow your heart, follow your heart. Where do you want to go? What's making you happy? Simple. If we made it this simple, like this. Follow your heart. Follow where the good energy is flowing. The good energy. Good. That highly reflects our biggest talents, passions, intentions. Is to make it really easy on ourselves. Choose jobs, you know, first I'll start this way. Following your heart, following the signs, following the omens, and when something seems like resistance, move around it. Path of least resistance. That includes friends, that includes, you know, all the things that if they're not contributing towards, a value towards the movement of it, and it feels like they're not receiving the value that you're giving them, right there, how simple, you know, that would just be the simplest thing in the world. We don't feel that they're contributing value to us, and we don't feel that they're appreciating the value we're giving them, and by that, the value, what I mean is, let's say for good friends, that, you know, that they want the best, ideally the best outcome. They want they got the greatest intentions for happiness and joy for our friends. So if that's the case, if we're surrounded by that, we'll just move easily and effortlessly, just by default mode. Because our friends, if our friends are all for one and one for all, they will share that wonderful information with their other friends. Their other Venn diagrams. And those friends will share that information if it's valuable to them, and so on and so forth. And so if each person is choosing to have friendships with those who are encouraging, it just will automatically, by default mode,
affect the others through that whole Venn diagram effect. Because within each of those paradigms, that particular information is going to get recycled. It's going to get precipitated. Precipitated. Precipitated through the thoughts. Precipitated through the language. And as we know, since thoughts carry vibration, well, there we go. That's invisibly to us until we invent the machines to be able to see it. Invisibly affects all those around us. And as Bashar has said, our hearts speak all to one another. So what's the quality of what we're beating out through that heart? What is it? If our hearts are speaking to one another, what is the quality of that thing that we're beating out through that? Is it an excitement, a joy, a desire to see what else we're capable of? What if that's what it was? That was just the focus. It right there. Bam. What am I capable of? And we come across people in our lives who are like, no, that won't work. That won't happen. Okay, I'll just sidestep you. I'll choose to have this spirit in my life less. Oh, well, that's mean. Why? That's me. You're just going to cut off a friend like that? It's not cutting off a friend. It's choosing to not be around a particular energy that is dragging me down. Don't bring me down. Don't bring me down. Don't bring me down. Don't bring me down. No, 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 don't bring me down. Let's see, I've never played that song before. Don't bring me down, 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 down. Don't bring me down. Don't bring me down. Da 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 da.
The infamous they, the infamous. hypnotize you every day.
Be interesting to know. So let's say they take out all the things that they've been adding to the water. Let's say they take out all the fluoride. They take out all the fluoride from the toothpaste. But they take out all the cancer-causing additives in the shampoo and the soap. And they take out all the chemtrails. They take all... someone just decides. The government goes, you know what? I'm pushing the button. Bloop! We're taking out all of the harmful things we've been putting into the populace for mind control. We're deciding we're going to give you those cancer cures. We're going to give it to y'all as an experiment. We're going to do it. We're going to take the governors, so to speak, off and let it run. Let the engine run. We're going to take off all the restrictions on your awesome, no FDA, you know, if you got innovative ideas, if you got, we're just going to see what happens. Oh my God. Oh my God. I frequently think of that parallel universe where it's just pure encouragement, moving along.
The infamous baby.
You know, that wouldn't it be great if there were tests given growing up? The different, the vibe, the feeling, the difference in hearing, no, that idea is dumb, no, that's stupid, no, I don't like that, versus, I like that idea. Wow, that's cool, let's do that. Really showing that.
The infamous they, the infamous they. Feed our hungry minds every day.
Wait.
Feed our hungry minds.
What would be a good C?
Crazy. A, bay. B, C. D, day. E.
N-U-A,
Frey, Gray, Hey, I, J, Jir, K, what's K? L, Lay, May, Nay, Nay, yeah, Nay. Hear the horses neigh. Oh, that's good. Hear the horses neigh. O, P, pay. Ray, stay. Today, yeah. They, of course, way, X, yay, zay.
Get out of there.
The infamous day, the infamous day.
Could do infamous day with something good. Ooh, maybe it starts out with the infamous day, like the evil, and then all of a sudden, bam, we hack the system, and now it's the good side.
The infamous day, the infamous day, the infamous day, now helps us in every way. The infamous day. Won't let it stay the same old way. The infamous day, the infamous day. Wants to see you that's good. They want to see you everywhere you said. When I want to meet you, I want to go. When I want to run, get one. Wait, when I want to run. That's good. Tell you what to do and say. The infamous day. Play both evil and good in the play. They want you to follow what they're teaching. They want you to feel like you've got no other choice. You ain't got no choice, you ain't got any other choice. You ain't got your own voice. But they want you to believe that you got your own voice. They want you to that you got a choice, that you have got a choice. The infamous day, the infamous day. they hopefully will be hacked someday. The infamous they, the infamous they, deserves to be changed to something different altogether. The infamous day, the infamous day, was changed today. The infamous day, was finally changed today. The infamous day, was finally changed today. Oh, the infamous day, the infamous day, has finally been changed today. Has finally been changed today. Has finally been changed today. The infamous they, the infamous they, now wants to see everyone out to play. The infamous they will no longer make you pay . Things are gonna be a lot different now. Things are gonna be a lot different now. Things are gonna be a lot different now. The infamous day, the infamous day, now wants you to run around outside and play. The infamous day, the infamous day, wants you to shine like a bright ray. Wants you to be your best today. Wants you to have fun swimming by the bay. Wants you to feel comfortable.
Throw down a blanket and lay down.
And sunbathing in the sun. And having nothing but fun. And if you feel like you wanna go outside and run, go ahead. No one will be watching. watching you anymore. We won't be spying on you. We've given that up. We will no longer attach metalware. We will no longer attach virusware. We will no longer attach our tracking bugs to. We'll no longer send you junk mail. We'll no longer give you adverts. We'll no longer put up billboards. We'll no longer advertise commercials to you. Because that's the most important thing in the end. Inspirato Projecto. Wowzers. Okay, I had recorded an entire 1 hour podcast. I took a little trip up to the store, came all the way back. Lots of revelations, lots of epiphanies. This has happened on a couple of occasions, probably about five occasions that I can remember, where I had concocted a podcast and actually wrote down the description and the title, and then published it, saved it, and then published it. And then I go back later, and it's not there. It was so crazy, I couldn't believe it. Like, it showed me earlier that it had uploaded. It showed me that. And so I just, you know. Oh, yeah, hey. But yeah, it was so crazy because I had recorded it earlier and I thought I had recorded it. I thought I had uploaded it and everything. And when I had gone to look for it, gone. It was gone. I went to go look for it. It was gone. It was, it says 1 second now. Before it said almost 1 hour. So I just want to let you know, if you guys get the Anchor podcast, make sure that you really watch what you're doing. Really watch yourself. Each time I thought I was careful and I knew what I was doing. Evidently, I'm not waiting long enough, perhaps, for it to fully publish. This is a thing. Make sure that if you use the airplane function like I do, the airplane mode function, so when you record, no one
interrupts you, remember to take it off. You know, once you're done recording it, take your phone off record, off airplane mode, so then you can utilize that the internet, and then, you know, the Wi-Fi or the what do you call it, data. Take it off that, upload it, and then so that way it's, you know, easy. You got it. And then when you hit publish, wait for it to process. Wait for it to publish. That may be obvious to you. It was, I thought, obvious to me. And I thought that's what I did. But maybe that's, I'm trying to troubleshoot here. But I think that's possibly what happened, is that maybe I didn't wait long enough for it to upload. I thought it did. I don't know. Sometimes I just don't know. Sometimes I just don't know. So, this was the thing that I wanted to talk about. Something I wanted to bring up was the idea of, okay, so if we... So imagine the news, the stuff that we see on the news. It might say, this is happening live. This is what's going on right now. This is happening live. This is happening live. This is happening live. Now, with NDAs and people signing agreements to not to squeal on stuff, certainly they could populate that conference with their own people, especially if we've learned that, you know, way back in the day, they used to put actual CIA operatives in those spots, in those news spots as journalists, especially since we know that and that came to light, that has continued on, right? So if you got the CIA operatives in there as the news people, certainly those are the people who are going to show up to the news conference. You hold a conference. Here's this thing. And what if that already happened a month ago? What if that specific thing already happened a week ago, or who knows what? So you're holding that footage and you go, okay, today we're going to go live. And then you just run footage that was that already happened. So, okay, so you already shoot. So something happens. Let's say you wait a month to release that footage. Within that month, you then could possibly have your people playing the media, you know, or putting things in the media, playing the populace, going, uh-oh, we're worried. This thing, uh-oh, is this going to happen? Uh-oh, build up tension. Oh my gosh, I'm so scared. And then, bam, out comes the conference. And it's like, it's a manufactured thing. So, that was something that popped into my mind. It's interesting. For a person who looks for the good in the world, I can definitely have a mischievous mind. The world is very safe, and very lucky that I'm not a villain. the thing that I wonder, though, is if my villainous mind is thinking, you know, if I think of this, what does a villainous mind think? Who has no consequences, no boundaries, no regard for human life, all that razzmatazz. On the same token, I'd like to believe that for every negative mind, every bad, you know, terrible intention person out there, there are a lot more. For every one of them, there's, you know, another 20 or 30 very good vibes, very good, you know, meditating people who are thinking for the good of the populace, and that all that stuff reverberates as well. So just know, folks, you're in good hands, you're in great hands, you are in your hands.